It's all in the preparation. Recently, I was privileged enough to have a meeting with the European Procurement Director of a major multinational hotel chain. The topic of cold calling came up in the conversation, and the director, who receives 30 plus cold calls a day, offered me some very useful advice, which I share with you now. He will immediately switch off if he receives a call, "Could I speak to someone about?" The caller dithers and isn't direct. The caller sounds terrified. The caller doesn't know his name. The caller does not appear to be prepared. The caller has unrealistic expectations of the outcome of the call. The caller clearly doesn't realise that he has no authority to purchase his products. The caller calls at an inconvenient time. He did say, however, that if you are focused, prepared and know his name, that the situation can be beneficial in starting to develop a relationship. Do your homework and make sure you are speaking to the correct person for your business. Take the time to find out the appropriate person to speak with. Say what you provide and ask if there is any need for your services. You are beginning a business relationship. He also mentioned that time is well spent researching the company prior to calling. Looking on the company website gives an indication of the type of company you are dealing with. He cited examples of people offering services via cold calls, and he had just been asked to find that service. Also, he didn't mind people calling up every couple of months to maintain contact, even if their services weren't yet required. As to expectations of a cold call, he recommended that people prepare a one-page PDF file to email or to send a colour brochure and letter following a call. So after this invaluable advice, what can we learn from this and how should we prepare? Getting through to the right person is crucial. Yet how do we acquire the name of the person responsible for this service or purchasing the service? There is no point in acquiring a list of contacts unless they are up to date and have the most appropriate person's contact details on them. You can prepare your own list by calling up a company first and asking the receptionist the name of the person responsible for. At this point, you could ask to be put through or list the name with your records to call in future. If you call a number and don't know the person's name or position, it is really weak and you are likely to be rejected early on in the call. I normally spend a morning preparing a list of the correct names from companies I am targeting and the next morning call these people. Dithering when you call. This could be caused by being terrified, being ill-prepared, not relaxed, or not knowing what to say. We cover relaxation techniques in the next section of this CD, but it is useful time to consider using scripts and planning what you're going to say. Although you cannot anticipate how a conversation is going to develop, preparing the introduction is invaluable and can give you a lot of confidence. An example of how I might start a conversation could be, "Good morning, Simon. This is Susan Heaton-Wright from Executive Voice. I had a meeting with David from Procurement and he suggested I contact you direct to introduce my company which provides vocal and communications training." This leads to starting a conversation with Simon, then speaking about what I do. Occasionally, of course, they might be busy, in which case suggest you call it another time, or they might not require your services. Alternatively, they might already use another supplier, but suggest you send your brochure for their interest in case the other supplier closes. Setting realistic outcomes from the call. It is highly unlikely you will sell something straight away from the call. The aim of the call is to introduce your services, for people to know who you are and also to start developing a relationship. Good outcome targets could be that you send a brochure, either by post or email, or that you arrange a face-to-face meeting. Another might be that you agree to call again in 2 months' time. If you send something, do remember to follow this up with another phone call in a week's time, so remember to keep your records up to date and clear so that you do these calls. Listening to the potential client and offering other services. There are going to be telephone calls where people say no. It is valuable to consider beforehand how you might offer them another service. For example, a company might not be interested in Executive Voice's free teleclass, but I could offer them my free top tips to using the Voice in the Workplace document. Don't be rude to the person. You don't want the door to close on a possible contact. So offering something that costs nothing to them and also adds to your contact list is a very good outcome. You would still be in a position to approach them in the future. Exercise. Plan 2 or 3 scripts, introducing yourself and your business to the person you are calling. Plan 2 or 3 different outcomes you could offer the caller: sending a brochure, emailing a brochure, arranging a face-to-face meeting, call back in 2 months, receive a top tips guide. Create a useful spreadsheet where you can record who you call, the date, outcome, when to call back. Use this to track any communication you have with a potential client. If you do a follow-up call, you can refer to when something was sent to them or a conversation you have had before. Call 10 companies you wish to develop a business relationship with. Ask the receptionist for the name of the person responsible for your area of business and any extension number if necessary. You will then have 10 names and numbers for your first cold calling session.